The new Mesa Dana. So starting by, as much as possible, generating a bodhicitta motivation. Thinking of the kindness of all beings. Thinking of their suffering. Developing a sincere wish to help. Seeing at the moment it's not possible for us to fully help, but like all beings, we have the clear light nature of mind, we have Buddha nature. So that means all the faults, all the things that help us back, the delusions, all those can be purified, and all the qualities can be developed. We have everything we need, met the Dharma, we have fully qualified gurus to guide us. So really feeling I can do it, I will do it, and that right now the way we're going to do it is by relying on the guru in the form of Avalokiteshvara, Chenrezig, and we're going to start by calling the guru. We'll do the abbreviated version, calling the guru from afar. And definitely the guru will hear. Lama Khyen, Lama Khyen, Lama Khyen, magnificent, glorious Guru, dispelling ignorance. Magnificent, glorious Guru, revealing liberation. Magnificent, glorious Guru, liberating from samsara. Magnificent, glorious Guru, eliminating five poisons. Magnificently glorious Guru, wish granting jewel, I beseech you, please bless me. Magnificent, glorious Guru, please bless me. To remember impermanence and death. Magnificent, glorious Guru, please bless me to generate no need in my mind. Magnificent, glorious Guru, please bless me to abide one-pointedly. Magnificent, incessantly glorious Guru, please bless me to not have any hindrances. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to realize fundamental nature of reality. Magnificent glorious Guru, please bless me so the bad conditions appear as a support. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to accomplish the works of self and others. Please bless me soon. Please bless me very soon. Please bless me on this very cushion. Please bless me in this very session. Then the preparatory ritual, holding both palms together in the form of a blossoming lotus at our hearts. And this is the commitment mudra of the lotus family. And then reciting, Om Pema Obhavaye Soha. Then visualizing doing prostrations at the feet of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions, reciting, Om Sava Tata Kata Kaya Vakchita Vajra Pranamana Sava Tata Kata Vajra Pada Pradhanam Karomi. Imagine offering one's body to the conquerors and their children. Offering myself totally at all times to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, residing in the 10 directions until reaching the essence of enlightenment, I request the Buddhas and great Bodhisattvas to accept me. Please grant me the unsurpassed attainment. So now, if you wish to take the eight minor precepts, continue on with taking the purifying and restoring ordination. And then we go to request to the lineage gurus. So we're going to do the chantable version, which is at the back. In space like Dharmakaya, 100,000 clouds gather with water of compassion free from bias, granting a rain of cities to benefit all beings. To skillful Padma Pani, I make request to the Gelong Mapamo, who's gone to supreme freedom, Chandra Kumar, Master of the Five, to Arya Yeshe, strong effort, faith, and patience to these three friends of beings. I make request, Bhupenawar of Nepal, supreme among scholars, Dawagyasen, emanation of chain raising, to Nyepachukidrag, whose mastered realizations to these great bodies at first I make request. Incarnate Dorje Gyalpo, Bodhisattva with relics, O great and humble scholars and Dhandrati, compassionate Jangchupel, who spreads moralities and illuminators of the path, I request, Dewajen, who attained countless concentrations, to Jangchupa, who sees the gods and Kedem, Yeshebum, who possesses a treasury of virtue, to you, who fulfill wishes, I make request. Togmesang, who obtained power of bodhicitta, Sherapa, Maitreya, manifestation, to Dzogchen, who protects migrators with compassion, to you, who work for others, I make request. To you, Yantan Rinchen, holy leader of beings, Wangchukje, who has mastered Buddha's teachings, to Gyatchopa, who guides countless embodied beings, to you, living the doctrine, I make request. To Ensapa, the hero, who mastered all the hardships, to Sangye, she who fulfills all hearts, Losangchogyen, who sees all the objects of knowledge, to these three holy saviors I make request. to dance ecdoche with all supreme realizations. Lo sang yeshe, Lord over all the families. To don your ketroche, who clarifies the hope to these lambs of the doctrine I make request. To now I'm chosen with the wisdom of the five, not Kelsangyatso, the seventh Dalai Lama, teaching the doctrine of this good and both Savior. You clarifying Lama, I make regrets. Manifestation of compassion and sharp wisdom, unified in all-pervading pure nature, appearing as an ocean of deities and mandalas, to aspects of ten praise I make request. Padmapani, while you are enjoying the patala, you constantly protect us like your own child, as we drink the essence of the Mayana's pure nectar. Bless us with our three doors to only please you. Please grant to us your blessings to renounce all samsara, to not desire joys of personal being, to generate a supreme mind wishing to liberate all mothers vast as space from all their suffering. Please bless us to not grasp at ordinary appearance by holding divine pride with clear appearance of the six deities. Suchness, mantra, sound, letters, perfect body with marks, mudra, and sign. Please bless us to achieve all supreme realizations by four-pronged repetitions, concentration, and actualize samadhi with the yoga of the absorptions into fire and into sun. Please bless us to destroy both obscurations fully, having gained merit and the concentration, which like space is freed from focus on true existence, which grants the immaculate liberation. Please bless us to attain the radiating body of wisdom, clearly seeing all existence, to act spontaneously, to ripen and liberate each other, five classes of transmigrators. So now we return to the instantaneous generation. Then, as one is unable to bless the offerings of the merit field while having an ordinary appearance of and grasping to oneself, contemplate that. This is if you have received a great initiation. Otherwise, visualize Chenrezig above your head. I instantaneously arise as the holy body of the great compassionate one. Blessing the action vase. Om Pematakrit Hom Pe Om Sobhava Shuddha Savadama Sobhava Shuddham. The action vase becomes just empty. From within emptiness, Bam appears and transforms into a precious white vase, complete in all characteristics. A long neck, a large belly, and a lip overhanging the mouth. Om Pematakritumbe, Om Pematakritumbe, Om Pematakritumbe, Om Om Pematakrit Hom Pe. Then recite the mantra of Padmasattva to purify mistakes. Om Pemasattva Samaya Manupalaya Pemasattva Denapatita Dido Mebawa Sutakaya Mebawa Supakaya Mebawa Anarakta Mebawa Sava Siddhi Me Prayatsa Sava Kamasutam Titam Shiyam Kurum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Kata Pema Mame Mita Pema Bawa Ma Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe. Then blessing the offerings. Om Pematakrit Hom Pe. Om Sobhava Shuddha Savadama Sobhava Shuddham. The offering substance become just empty. From within emptiness, from brum syllables, vast and expansive precious vessels arise. Within each the Om melts into light, from which arise drinking water, water for the feet, flowers, incense, lamps, perfume, food and music. Empty in nature, they are the aspect of the individual types of offerings and function to bestow special uncontaminated bliss. Om Agama Hum, Om Padama Hum, Om Pupaya Hum, Om Jupaya Hum, Om Alakaya Hum, Om Gendaya Hum, Om Yudaya Hum, Om Shapta Ahum. Refuge and Bodhicitta. Sangye charan soi chaknam na jangcha padu tagni kyapsu chi dagi chin so ki pe sanam gi trala penche sangye trupa shok sangye charan soi chaknam na Changcha padu dagni kapsu chi dagi chin so ki pe sonam gi trala penche sange trapa sho. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my collections of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit all migratory beings. With the thought desiring to liberate migratory beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until I reach the essence of enlightenment. With perseverance for the welfare of sentient beings, due to wisdom with mercy, I take a place in the presence of the Buddhas and generate the mind of complete enlightenment. Dronandara sampai sangye charangandana jangcho ningpo chikipa Tagpa dagni kyapsu chi sharat ning se dang je pe sumbe samjen dun du dag sange dun du negi te sope chancha samke do dro na hundra do sampai Sange charangandana Changcha nimpo chikipa Takpa takni kyapsu chi Sharat ningse tangche pe Sumpe semchen dundurak Sange dundu negite Sope Changchu Samkedo. Invocation of the Merit Field. Rays of light emanate from the white tree that rests on the moon disk at the heart of oneself, visualized as the Great Compassionate One. Invoking from the natural abode, Guru Arya, Great Compassionate One, having the aspect of 11 faces, surrounded by the root and lineage gurus, the assembly of deities of the Great Compassionate One, and an assembly of meditational deities, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dakins, Dakinis, Dharma protectors and guardians, all abiding in the space before me on a wide-stemmed, thousand-petaled lotus. So now the limb of prostrations. So to begin accumulating the collections of merit and wisdom by means of the seven limbs, there is the limb of prostrations. So we recite this and actually do prostrations while visualizing that all sentient beings are also doing prostrations at the same time and expressing melodious praises. And we will do the chantable version, which is at the back of the book. Embodying all Buddhas and holders of the Vajra, roots of the three sublime ones, to all gurus I prostrate. One ever tires of seeing your Vajra body's beauty, its qualities beyond thought, to gurus' forms I prostrate. Melodious Brahma-like speech roars like the mighty lion, terrifies non-believers, to Guru's speech I prostrate. Wisdom of bliss and voidness, like space is free of concept, dwelling in triple freedom, to Guru's minds I prostrate. Sugata's Dharmakaya, you see your six realms beings, 11th head pervades all, Amitabha I prostrate. Who helps according to needs, with eyes of thousand Buddhas, with eyes of thousand monarchs, to Chenrezi I prostrate, Dakini Lakshimkara, Nagari and Awajanu, Yeshe Sangbodawagyasen, the lineage I prostrate. Chenrezi's great compassion, Manjushri's mindful knowing, Tsongkhapa, jewel of sages, Lost Sangdrakpa I prostrate, guarding with great compassion, oceans of boundless merit, founders who are all-knowing, Tathagatas I prostrate, the path of sublime meaning, which frees them from our passions, frees us from suffering realms. To Dharma's peace I prostrate, abiding in three trainings, showing the path of freedom, endowed with realization. Sublime Sangha I prostrate, born into the Shakya clan, destroyer of all evils, form like a golden mountain. To Shakya's kings I prostrate, a refuge for the guileless. You prevent untimely death, chief of the guides of this world, Atamatayas I prostrate. Bhagavan, with great compassion, you cleanse three poison sickness, purify bad migrations. Lapis Buddha I prostrate, you with youthful appearance, adorned with lamp of wisdom, dispel darkness of three worlds. To Manjushri I prostrate, much praised by all the Buddhas, vast merits you collected, given the name Genrezi. Always to you I prostrate, Sangedra and Yishino, Pamagawa Donoshak, and to you Hala Hala, all Genrezis I prostrate, Pagan Doje Chohang Chundrin Yunon Hari Hari, Arias of ten directions, all Genrezis I prostrate. Tare frees from samsara, Tutare from the eight fears, Ture frees from all disease, Mother Tara I prostrate. You scare us, Mahapala, as mantra king your virtues, taming all the unsubdued, Vajrapani I prostrate, equaling all the atoms of earth my body's prostrate, with confidence unshaking, to all those worthy of praise. Homage to the youthful Aramanchushri, you lions among humans of past, present, and future, in all corners of this world, with all my three doors I bow, by the power of this prayer, seeing Buddhas directly. I bow to them with bodies as many as all atoms, on each atom are Buddhas as many as all atoms. Like this I have conviction that everywhere are Buddhas, acclaiming all these Buddhas with endless oceans of praise. Ocean-like melodious sounds I sing Sukhata's praises, the best of all the flowers, garlands, cymbals, and ointments, lamps, parasols, and incense I offer to the Congress, supreme fragrance, garments, a man meru of medicine, exquisite things well displayed I offer to the Congress. With strong faith in good actions I prostrate to all Congress, and offer them these offerings, extensive and unsurpassed. Offering goddesses arise from the Hri at one's heart and make offerings. Having emanated from one's heart, offering goddesses filling the sphere of form and holding the specific offering substances, offer the following. Drinking water to the heads or in front of the merit field deities, foot bath to the feet, flowers in the mode of adorning the heads, incense to the noses, lamps in front, perfume to the hearts, food to the mouths, and the sound of music to the ears. Thereby imagine the entire merit field is satisfied with great, uncontaminated bliss. Om Arya Lokeshvara Sapari Uare Hagam Pratisa Soha. Om Arya Lokeshvara Sapari Uare Padyam Pratisa Soha. Omar Elokish Varasapari Rare Pupe Pratisa Soha. Omar Elokish Varasapari Rare Tupe Pratisa Soha. Omar Elokish Varasapari Rare Aloke Pratisa Soha. Omar Elokish Varasapari Rare Kende Pratisa Soha. Omar Elokish Varasapari Rare Nude Pratisa Soha. Omar Elokish Varasapari Rare Shapta Pratisa Soha. And then the mandala offering. Shingam Buago Hom Rajabumi Hom Wanchen Segi Sahashi Hom Vajreki Ahom Chi Chakri Koyuki Koeusu Riga Puri Rab Shalupopo Lo Zambulin No balancho changraminyan ludalupad nayatanayavsham yodandalam chandro draminyan dendraminyan gita rimpoche rivo pasam gishing dojo pa mamo pailo to kolo rimpoche nobo rimpoche sumo rimpoche longpo rimpoche Langpo Rinpoche, Tacha Rinpoche, Mapa Rinpoche, Techen Boribumpa, Kema, Tramwama, Luma, Kama, Metogma, Tukpoma, Naksama, Drichama, Nima, Hatawa, Rinpoche, Du, Chaknanampa, Kyawe, Kyasa, Usulade, Mi, Paujopan, Sutsakpa, Matsangma, Meba, Sangji du wangwe di dan jin jin sawa dangu pa Jai pe pel dan lama dan pa nam tan ke pa du yang Pa cha tu te chen po la so ko dan che pa nam le shin ka mu a kyo Te te to e dan du she su so She ne kang da so tra Dro wa ma kya nam ke ta dan nam pe sim chin tam che la Tu tse wa chen po ko ne jin gi la tu so O sa shi po ki Jok she me tok tram ri ra leng shi ni te kyan pa di sang ye shing du me te hu hua hi dro ko na dak shing la cha pa sha. The objects from my attachment, anger and ignorance, friends, enemies, strangers, body and resources, without any sense of loss I offer them, please accept them well and bless me to be spontaneously free from the three poisons. May the lives of the glorious Guru be long. May all beings equally extend to space of happiness. May I and others without exception accumulate merit and purify obscurations, and may we be blessed to quickly attain Buddhahood. Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Niyate Ami. The limb of confession. Confess all the negativities and transgressions accumulated in the past by oneself and all the surrounding sentient beings. with a regret as great as that of having taken poison, and recite the following with a vowing consciousness, determined not to create the negativities hereafter, even at the risk of one's life. Whatever evil I have done, with my body, speech, and mind, under the control of attachment, hate, and confusion, ignorance, I confess them all individually. And then, if you have time, you can practice the prostrations to the 35 Buddhas. And we'll carry on with the completion of the 7-limb offering. So now the limbs of rejoicing, urging to turn the wheel of Dharma, requesting not to pass beyond sorrow, and dedicating to enlightenment. Rejoicing in virtue. I rejoice in all positive potential of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in 10 directions, of soul true realizers here are still training those beyond, and of all transmigratory beings. Just spend some time rejoicing all the merits, qualities, virtues of yourself, of other sentient beings, all the Bodhisattvas, all the Buddhas, including your gurus. And really bringing happy, joyful feeling to your heart. And requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma to teach. You are the bright wheels of worlds in 10 directions, who have attained a Buddha's omniscience through the stages of awakening. All you are my guides, please turn the supreme wheel of Dharma. And requesting the Guru to remain, live a very long time. With palms together and new request, you who may actualize Parinirvana, please stay with us for eons, numberless as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-beings of all wanderers in samsara. And dedicating. Whatever slight virtue accumulated by prostrating, offering and confessing, rejoicing, urging and requesting, I dedicate it all to full awakening. And then we recite the Dharani of Immaculate Morality 21 times. Om Amagashala Sambara Baraba Mashudapa Sire Buddhadara Amataba Savalakite Hombe Sovaram Amagashala Sambara Baraba Mashuda Setapema Biba Kitsa Buddhadara Dara Samanta Avalokite hum pe so om mama kashala sambara bara brahma shira sata pema bibekitsa buddha dara dara samanta avalokite hum pe so om mama kashala sambara bara brahma shira sata pema bibekitsa buddha dara dara samanta avalokite hum pe so Om Namah Kashala Sambara Barabara Mashuda Sata Pema Biba Kitsa Butsa Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Be So Om Namah Kashala Sambara Barabara Om mama kachala sambara bara bara ma shira seta pima bibe kitsa putsa dara da samanta avalokite om pe so ha. Prayer to keep pure morality. May I maintain faultless morality of the Dharma rules and immaculate morality. May I complete the perfection of moral conduct by keeping morality purely untainted by pride. Then the four immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. Meditate that you're giving all sentient beings all your happiness and merits, right up to the peerless happiness of full awakening, enlightenment. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Meditate that you're taking the suffering and the causes of suffering, all the delusions and ignorance, taking that all into your self-cherishing thought, which is like a black knot, like a black stone in your heart. Taking that all in. And it completely destroys that black lump of self-cherishing, just leaving space and light. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that knows no suffering. Again, meditating on boundless joy. So from this space and light at your heart, radiating that out to all beings. Meditating that they're totally free of suffering. Of every happiness, feel joy, and may all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free of attachment and hatred for those held close and distant. So you can take in any, all the obstacles beings have, to have a equal view and regard for others. So taking all their clinging and grasping, all their aversion and hatred, and all their indifference and cynicism. Again, take that in. Destroying all those things in yourself and all your self-cherishing, all your self-grasping. All your basic ignorance, completely destroying, nothing left but empty space and the light of Chinrezig's heart. Then the departure of the merit field. The deities of the field are collecting merit, return to their own abodes. So now we come to the actual ritual. So first of all, meditating on the self-generation of ourselves as Chenrezi, or with Thousand-Arm Chenrezi above our heads. So first, the ultimate deity. Om Sobhava Shuddha Savadama Sobhava Shuddham. The natures of myself, the deity we meditate upon, and all phenomena are an essence of one taste in emptiness. Dissolve everything into the space of emptiness. from the sphere of emptiness, the aspect of the tone of the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, resounds, pervading the realm of space. My mind, in the aspect of the undifferentiable suchness of myself and the deity, becomes a moon mandala, upon which the very aspect of the tone of the mantra resounding in space is set down, having the form of written syllables, like very pure mercury adhering to grains of gold. That completely transforms into a 1,000-petal lotus, as brilliant as refined gold, marked at the center by the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. From the tips of multicolored light rays emitted from the moon, lotus, and mantra, innumerable holy bodies of the Arya Avalokiteshvara spread out, pervading all the realms of space. Great clouds of miraculously emanated offerings are beautifully offered to the Buddhas and their children. From yet another great emanated cloud, a continuous rain of nectar descends, extinguishing the fires of suffering of all migrators of the hells and other realms. They are satisfied with bliss and become Avalokiteshvara. Then the light rays, along with the bodies of the deity, return and enter into one's own mind in the aspect of the moon mandala, lotus, and mantra garland. These transform into a multicolored lotus and moon seat, upon which oneself arises as Arya Avalokiteshvara, with a white-colored body in the prime of youth and radiating rays of light. Of the 11 faces, the root face is white, the right green, and the left red. Above that, the central face is green, the right red, and the left white. Above that, the central face is red, the right white, and the left green. They also have long, narrow eyes and smiling expressions. Above these is a wrathful black face with bared fangs and wrathful wrinkles, a third eye and orange hair standing upright. On the crown is a peaceful red face with a crown protrusion, having a chaste aspect, devoid of ornaments, and with its own neck. The first two hands are folded at the heart and hold a jewel. The second right hand holds a rosary. The third eliminates the hunger and thirst of the hungry ghosts by sending down a stream of nectar from the mudra of granting sublime realizations, and the fourth holds a wheel. The second left hand holds a golden lotus with a stem, the third holds a water vessel, and the fourth holds a bow and arrow. The remaining 992 hands, as soft as lotus petals, are in the mudra of granting sublime realizations. In the palm of every hand is an eye. The hands do not extend above the crown protrusion nor below the knees. An antelope skin covers the left breast, and there is a lower garment of fine cloth. I am endowed with a golden belt adorned with jewels and beautified with locks of orange hair. I have a jeweled crown, earrings, necklace, armlets, bracelets, and anklets. Wear garments of various colored silks and radiate rays of white light. At the crown of the central head is a white om, at the throat a red ah, and at the heart a blue hum. Upon a moon mandala at the heart is a white ri, with a long vowel and subsequent aspiration. Then we say the following mantra five times while touching, blessing the heart, the brow, the throat, and the tops of the right and left shoulders, with one's hand in the commitment mudra of the lotus family. Om Pema Ubhavaya Soha. 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 Light rays radiate from the Hri at the heart, invoking from their natural abode Arya Avalokiteshvara, surrounded by the entire assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Om Arya Avalokiteshvara Sapariwara Vajra Samaya Cha 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 Hum Bam Ho. They become non-dual with oneself, the commitment being. Again, light rays radiate from the Hri at one's heart, invoking the empowering deities of the five Buddha families with Amitabha as their principal, together with the retinues. Presenting offerings. Om Pancha Kula Sapari Vare Agam Pajam Pupe Tupe Aloke Kende Nude Shakta Pratisa Soha. O Tathagatas, please bestow the empowerment upon me. Requested thus, the goddess dressed in white and the others who are emitted from the Tathagata's heart hold aloft vases filled with nectar and say, just as the gods offered a bath at the time of the Buddha's birth, so too do I offer a bath with the pure water of the gods. Om Sava Tathagata Abhishekata Samaya Shriye Hom. They bestow the empowerment. Thereby the entire body is filled and all defilements are purified. From a transformation of the excess water remaining on the crown, the head becomes adorned with red Amitabha on the crown, who is in the very nature of one's guru. Blue Akshobhya on the forehead, yellow Ratnasambhava behind the right ear, white Varachana at the back, and green Amoghasiddhi behind the left ear. On a moon cushion of one's heart is the exalted wisdom being, Arya Avalokiteshvara, with a white-coloured holy body, one face and two hands, The right hand is in the mudra of bestowing sublime realizations, and the left holds a lotus at his heart. The moon cushion at his heart is marked by the concentration being, a white hri, with a long vowel and subsequent aspiration. Having focused upon oneself, clearly visualized as the holy body of the deity, to then meditate undistractedly upon it is called meditation on the deity of sign. So if you can wish, you can spend some time meditating now on that clear appearance and divine pride of yourself as Avalokiteshvara. And then we make offerings to the self-generation, to ourselves as Chenrezig. So first of all, blessing the offerings. Om Bhimatakrit Hom Pe Om Sobhava Shuddha Savadama Sobhava Shuddha Ham. The offering substance become just empty. From within emptiness, from syllables, vast and extensive precious vessels arise. Within each all melts into light, from which arise drinking water, water of the feet, flowers, incense, lamps, perfume, food, and music. Empty in nature, they have the aspect of the individual types of offerings and function to bestow special uncontaminated bliss. Om Agama Hum, Om Pajama Hum, Om Pupaya Hum, Om Dupaya Hum, Om Alakaya Hum, Om Gendaya Hum, Om Nudaya Hum, Om Shapta Ahum. Actually presenting the offerings. Om Arihalokishvara Sapari Vare Hagam Pratisasoha. Om Arihalokishvara Sapari Vare Pajam Pratisasoha. Om Arihalokishvara Sapari Vare Pupe Pratisasoha. Om Arihalokishvara Sapari Vare Dupe Pratisasoha. Om Arihalokishvara Sapari Vare Aloke Pratisasoha. Om Arihalokishvara Sapari Vare Gende Pratisasoha. Om Arihalokishvara Sapari Vare Nude Pratisasoha. Om Arihalokishvara Sapari Vare Shapta Pratisasoha. Offering praise. Highly venerated by all the Buddhas, you accumulated all holy qualities, and when confirmed the name Avalokiteshvara, I prostrate to thee, O is merciful one. And then blessing the mala. So holding the mala at your heart. Pay homage to the Guru and deity. Om Guru Sava Tata Kata Kaya Vakchita Prana Mena Sava Tata Kata Vajra Prata Pananam Karomi. So again, holding the mala between your cupped hands at your heart and reciting this mantra 7 times. Om Vajumati Shriye Soha, 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 Om Vajumati Shriye Soha. Blowing your mala. And then the mantra recitation. So contemplate on a moon disc at one's heart is the concentration being the syllable Hri, surrounded by garlands of the mantras to be recited, white in colour and standing clockwise. Light rays radiate from them, filling all the inside of one's body and purifying all negativities and obscurations. Light rays radiate outwards, from which an incalculable assembly of deities of the great compassionate one are emitted, purifying the negativities and obscurations of all sentient beings and setting them in the state of the Arya Avalokiteshvara. These then collect back and dissolve into the Hri at one's heart. So now we recite the Long Dharani one time and then the essence mantra for the rest of Amala for 107 times. And you can also then continue with as many of the essence mantra Om Mani Padme Hum as you like. Namo Ratna Traya Namo Harachana Sakara Harachana Vujaratsaya Tathagataya Te Samya Sambuddhaya Nama Sawatata Gatabe Hatabe Samya Sabudabe Nama Arya Avalokiteshvaraya Bodhisattvaya Madhisattvaya Makarunikaya Tayatam Daradara Diri Diri Turu Turu Iti Vate Tzale Tzale Pratzale Pratzale Kusume Kusume Varele Mene Chichanjara Mapone Soha Tada Hom Dara Dara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Vate Tzale Tzale Pratsale Pratsale Kusume Kusume Vare Me Chit Jala Mapane So Tada Hom Dara Dara Diri diri du du Iti vati tzale tzale Pratsale pratsale Kusume kusume Varele milichat Chalama pane soa Tayata hom dara dara Diri diri du du Iti vate tzale tzale pratsale pratsale kusume kusume varele milichit chalama pane so tayata om dara 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 iti vate tzale tzale pratsale pratsale kusume kusume varele milichit chalama pane so tayata om dara 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 Tayata hum dara dara diri diri du Sapha samaya manupalaya pama sapha dana patita adhiro me bawa sutakayo me bawa supakayo me bawa anarakto me bawa sava siddhi me prayatsa sava kama tsutsam chittam shriyam kuru ha 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 bhagavan sava tatakat pama mama misa pama pama samaya sapha Om Pema Sapha Samaya Manapalaya Pema Sapha Tanapatita Dito Me Bawa Sutakayo Me Bawa Supakayo Me Bawa Anarakto Me Bawa Sava Siddhi Me Prayatsa Sava Kama Tutsa Me Titam Shriyam Kurum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tatakat Pema mama mitsa pema parma samaya sapa Om pema sapa samaya manupalaya pema sapa tena patita adhiro me bawa sutakayo me bawa supakayo me bawa anarakta me bawa sava siddhi me prayatsa sava kama tsutsa me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Mahahaho Bhagavan Sava Tata Kata Pama Mamam Pama Bhava Samaya Sattva Then meditation on the front generation. So this is Guru Avalokiteshvara in front of us. So first of all, cleansing the front mandala of hindrances. Om Pema Takrit Hom Pe Om Sobhava Shuddha Savadama Sobhava Shuddha Hum. The mandala becomes just empty. From with emptiness, a white brim radiating five colored light rays separates from the Hri at my heart and comes to rest at the site of the mandala. It transforms into a multicolored lotus on which rests a multicolored crossed vajra. Upon its central hub is the inestimable mansion composed of a variety of jewels. It is square with four doors and four archways. In the middle of that is an eight-petal lotus, at the centre of which is a precious throne upon which are a variegated lotus and moon. On each of the petals in the four cardinal directions is a moon seat. Upon the central cushion is a white syllable Hri, which becomes a white eight-petal lotus as brilliant as refined gold, and marked by the syllable Hri. Light rays radiate from it, making offerings to the Arya beings and enacting the welfare of all sentient beings. They collect back, and from their transformation arises Arya Avalokiteshvara, with a white coloured body in the prime of youth and radiating rays of light. Of the 11 faces, the root face is white, the right green, and the left red. Above that, the central face is green, the right red, and the left white. Above that, the central face is red, the right white, and the left green. They also have long, narrow eyes and smiling expressions. An antelope skin covers the left breast, and there is a lower garment of fine cloth. He is endowed with a golden belt adorned with jewels and is beautified with locks of orange hair. He has a jewel crown, earrings, necklace, armlets, bracelets and anklets, wears garments of various coloured silks and radiates rays of white light. In the east from Hum, Blue Akshobhya, right hand pressing the earth, left in equipoise. In the south from Tram, Yellow Ratnasambhava, right hand giving the sublime, left in equipoise. In the west, from Om, white Varachana, with the mudra of supreme enlightenment. In the north, from Ar, green Amoga city, right hand giving refuge, left in the mudra of equipoise. They are all also beautified with precious ornaments and garments of various silks, and seated with their legs in the Vajra posture. Upon a lotus and moon disc at the heart of the principal deity is the white Hri from which light rays radiate, invoking from the Matala in the southern direction Arya Avalokiteshvara, surrounded by the entire assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the ten directions. So in their invocation, so we're inviting the exalted wisdom beings into our visualization. Om Alu San Chen Kun Ki Kun Kyo Ching Du te pong che mi te chong te la nyo na ma lu yang da kien Kyope Chonden Koche Nede Sheksu Su Omaya Lokeshwara Sapari Vara Vajrasamaya Jaja Jaho. They become non-dual with the commitment beings. The crowns of all the deities are marked by a white Om, their throats by a red Ah, and their hearts by a blue Hum. The empowerment. Again, light rays radiate from the Hri at the central deity's heart, invoking the empowering deities, the five Buddha families with Amitabha as their principal, together with their retinues. Om Panchakura Sapari Vare Hagam Padam Pupe Dupe Aloke Kende Nude Shapta Pratisasoha. O Tathagatas, please bestow the empowerment upon him. Requested thus, the goddess dressed in white and the others who are emitted from the Tathagata's heart hold aloft vases filled with nectar and say, just as the gods offered a bath at the time of the Buddha's birth, so too do I offer a bath with the pure water of the gods. Om Sawatate Gata Abhishekata Samaya Shriye Hum. They bestow the empowerment. Thereby the entire body is filled and all defilements are purified. From a transformation of the excess water remaining on the crown, the head becomes adorned with Amitabha on the crown, Akshobhya on the forehead, Ratnasambhava behind the right ear, Varachana at the back, and Amoghasiddhi behind the left ear. Blessing the offerings. Om Pematakrit Hum Pe. Om Sobhava Shuddha Savadama Sobhava Shuddha Hum. The offering substance become just empty. From within emptiness, from Brahm, vast and extensive precious vessels arise. Within each one melts into life, from which arise drinking water, water with the feet, flowers, incense, lamps, perfume, food, and music. Empty in nature, they are the aspect of the individual types of offerings and function to bestow special uncontaminated bliss. Om Magama Om Om Padama Om Om Pupaya Om Om Dupaya Om Alakaya Om Om Gendaya Om Om Nudaya Om Shapta Om Om Rupa Om Om Shapta Om Om Gendaya Om Rasa Ahum, Om Spasha Ahum. And now presenting the offerings. So contemplate that you emit offering goddesses from your heart. And they're holding the appropriate offering substances, filling space. And offer the two waters for drinking and bathing the feet. The five enjoyments and music, as well as the five sense pleasures. And we'll go to the chantable version, which is at the back of the book. From oceans around come these oceans of offerings, for the Buddha's most pleasing and pure. With oceans of faith I offer pure water, flood water, best flowers, pure incense, all light, sweet perfume, pure food, all music, accept this, please, and enjoy with great bliss. Om Arya Lokeshvara Sapari Vare Agam Pajam Pupe Dupe Aloke Kende Nude Shapta Pratisam Soha. And now the five sense offerings. While lacking existence, these forms, sounds, sense, tastes, touch that appear, we offer to Buddhas the vast merit field, inseparable our appearance and empty. Accept this, please, and enjoy with great bliss. Om Arya Lokeshvara Sapari Vare Rupa Shapta Gande Rasa Spache Pratisa Soha. Then offering divine garments, like a beautiful kata or cloth. To cleanse my mind, I offer this garment of many colors, just like a rainbow, which when it touches causes a great bliss. May I be adorned with the gloss of patience. Om Vajra Vastraya Hum Soha. So offering ornaments, such as a beautiful crystal mala. As all the Buddhas have natural adornments, for other adornments they do not seek, yet by my offering ornaments to them may all be adorned with the marks and signs. Om Vajra Alam Kara Vashupani Om Soha. And then offering a vase, so hold up the action vase. Offering you an exquisite jewel vase, filled with the essence of all the gods. May stains of karma and klesha be cleansed, and bodhicitta's pure moisture imbue. Om Vajra Kalasha Om. And now holding the vase to the side, pour just a drop of water out of it. And visualize that goes to all the beings of the six realms and cleanses all their negative karma and suffering, completely purifies it. So really feel this is Chenrezig's blessing of compassion. And then we carry on with the mandala. Offering the short mandala. O Sashi Poki Jok Sheng Me Tok Trap Rirap Ling Shi Nye Te Gyan Padi Sangye Sheng Du Mek Te Uwa Yi Dro Kon Nam Dak Sheng La Cho Pa Shok. The objects of my attachment, anger and ignorance, friends, enemies, strangers, body and resources. Without any sense of loss, I offer them. Please accept them well and bless me to be spontaneously freed from the three poisons. May the lives of the glorious gurus be long. May all beings equal in the extent of space of happiness. May I and others without exception accumulate merit and purify obscurations. And may we be blessed to quickly attain Buddhahood. Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Niyatayami. And then offering praise to Avalokiteshvara and his retinue. Your thousand arms are the thousand wheel-turning kings. Your thousand eyes, the excellent ears, thousand Buddhas. I prostrate and offer praise to the Venerable Avalokiteshvara, who shows whatever is needed to subdue those to be subdued. Although the Dharmaka is inseparable like space, your form bodies are separately visible like rainbows. I prostrate and offer praise to the five families gone to bliss, who retain mastery over method and wisdom. And then blessing the vase of water and reciting the mantra. So contemplating that the nature of the front vase of water is the exalted wisdom of the great compassionate one, and that its aspect is nectar that can purify all sicknesses, spirits, negativities, and obscurations of the three doors, along with their imprints. Streams of nectar descend from the fingers of both the self and front generations, filling the vase with the nectar of exalted wisdom. Namo Ratnatraya, Namo Arajana Sagara Varajana Vajarachaya Tata Gataya Te Samyak Sam Buddhaya Nama Sava Tata Gatabe Atebe Samyak Sam Buddhabe Nama Ara Avalokiteshvaraya Bodhisattvaya Ma Sattvaya Ma Karunikaya Ta-ta-hum, da-ra-da-ra, diri-diri-doo-doo. Iti-va-te-tsale-tsale, pra-cha-le-pra-cha-le. Kusume-kusume-varele-mili-chitam-jala-ma-pana-ye-so-a. Nama-ratna-traya, nama-ra-jana-sakara. Dharachana-vutarachaya, tatakataya-te-samyasa, buddhaya-namasava-tatakatabe, ate-be-samyak-sambuddhabe, nama-ara-avalakiteshvara-buddhasapaya, ma-sapaya, ma-karunikaya, Tayatahom daratara diri diri duru duru Itivate chale chale pra chale pra chale Kusume kusume fare ele mili chitendrala mapane so Namaratnatraya namarachana sakara Parachana vacharachaya tatakataya te samyasam buddhaya namasava tatakatabe hatebe samyasam buddhabe nama ara ara lakiteshvaraya bodhisattvaya ma sapaya ma karunikaya Dayata hum dara dara diri diri dur dur Iti vate chale chale pra chale pra chale Kusume kusume varele mili chitam jala ma pane so Nama ratna traya nama arajana sakara Om dara dara diri diri dur dur Iti vate tsale tsale prachale prachale Kusume kusume varele mili chit chala mapane so Sapha Samaya Manupalaya Pema Sapha Tena Patita Dido Me Bawa Sutakayo Me Bawa Supachayo Me Bawa Kanarakta Me Bawa Sava Siddhi Me Prayatsa Sava Kama Tutsa Me Chittam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tataka Pema Mame Misa Pema Bama Samaya Sat And then absorbing the exalted wisdom beings. The exalted wisdom beings of the self generation absorb into the front generation. The principal practice of praise upon a lotus and moon disc on the crown of my head is Bhikshuni Lakshmi dressed as a renunciate with hands folded at her heart. She intercedes with the merit field on my behalf. So now imagine that all mother sentient beings of the six types of rebirth are arranged around oneself and are also physically doing prostrations, verbally reciting the praises, and mentally going for refuge with intense admiration and respect. And then at the same time as doing prostrations, do 21 repetitions of the praise to Avalokiteshvara, which is also known as the Po praise. Om, I prostrate to the protector of the world. You are the guru of the world, praised by the three realms. The one who is praised by the chief of the worldly gods, the Maras and Brahma. Praising you, supreme king of sages, fulfills the wishes of beings. I prostrate to the supreme protector of the three realms, holder of a noble holy body containing the bodies of infinite ones gone to bliss. Your crown holds the one gone to bliss of infinite light. Your supremely generous right hand dispels the hunger and thirst of the hungry ghost. Your left hand is perfectly adorned with a golden lotus. You are the one with a flashing red-yellow garland of fragrant top hair. Your face is beautiful like the full moon. Your lotus-like eyes are exquisite and encompassing. Your fragrant body is pure white like snow or a conch. You wear clusters of flawless glittering pearls. You are adorned with beautiful light rays like the red of dawn. Your arms are arranged like a pond of lotuses. You are youthful and have the colour of the autumn clouds. Your two shoulders are adorned by many jewels. Your palms are as smooth and young as the best of leaves. Your left breast is covered by an antelope skin. You wear alluring earrings, bracelet, and ornaments. You dwell in a supremely stainless lotus. The surface of your abdomen is as smooth as a lotus petal. You have a sublime golden belt adorned with jewels. You wear a skirt of exquisite cloth around the hips. You have the able one's supreme wisdom gone beyond the great ocean. You have collected a multitude of merit to acquire the supreme state. You are the source of constant bliss and the dispeller of aging and disease. You are the triple liberator and display holy deeds to those enjoying space. Supreme embodied being, victor in battle with Mara's forces. Your feet are alluring with the sound of golden anklets. You isolate beings from self-interest with four abodes of Brahma. You move the swan's gait and like a proud elephant. You fully completed the accumulation and look after the doctrine. You are the one who frees from the ocean of milk and the ocean of water. Whatever man or woman always rises at dawn, respectfully brings Avalokiteshvara to mind, and purely and clearly recites his supreme praise, all their mundane, supermundane needs will be fulfilled in this life and all future lives. And in Tibetan, the Po praise, praise to Avalokiteshvara again. Om Jiten Gompo La Chakselo Jiten Lama Sipa Sumki Tupa Po La Hizo Odu Deng Sepe Tupa Po Tupe Gacho Tupe Drupa Sepa Po Jiten Sumki Gompo Chok La Chakselo Te she papa ku te ku sang sin papa. Te she gnang ha ta ye u ken sin papa. Chagye cho chin yi dag tre kom sa wa po. Chagyun se gi pe manam bagyam pa po. Trishim rape trem wa ma se kut pa po. Sharegya pada wa ta bad se pa po. Chengi pe ma chok tu sang jin yang pa po. Awadu ta nam ka tri nye dum pa pa. Tri me o cha mu ti tsum bu tsum pa pa. Se pe o se kya reng ma po kem pa pa. Pe me tso ta cha gi nya wa che pa pa. Tringi tringi do dang dag shen tsum pa pa. Re cha mam po pung pa ni ni kem pa pa. Lo me cho ta chak te shin shing chum pa pa. Re chak pa pe nu ma yun pa ka pa pa. Ye cha du bu ke ching ge nam chum pa pa. Tri ma me pe pe me chak la ne pa pa. Te re nyo ni pe me ta ta cham pa pa. Se gi ka rap chak la no bu tre pa pa. Ta sha sha pe rang shin cham ta sin pa pa. To pe ken cha so chen pa ro cham pa pa. Chok nye so nam nyam po nye wa sak pa pa. Tak du te we chung ne ka ne sa wa pa. Sum ta se ching ka cho cho pa tam pa pa. Nu chen chok te du pung truk la kya pa pa. Se ki kang du tra yi sha ki yong wa pa. Sang pe ne pa shi yon pa se pa pa. Nyang pe dro tre lang chen drek ta she pa pa. Yon sok ne wa sak shin tem pa ne wa pa. O me tso tang cho yi tso le dro pa pa. Gyan shik ta tu dro rang lang ne gu pa hi. Chen re zi huang po yi la sem je shin. To pe cho di dang che sa wa tu chen. Du ni ke pam pu me yin kya wa. Ke wa di am a yong ke wa tam che tu. Chik ten chik ten le de go pa kun dro kyo. And the chantable version at the back of the book. All my prostrate to the protector of the world, Guru of the world, praise by the three heroes, praise by the chief of gods, the Maras and Brahma. By praising you, the sublime mighty victor, beings fulfill their wishes. I prostrate to the sublime protector of the three worlds, holder of the noble bodies containing countless ones gone to bliss, drowned by the sukkata of infinite light, dispelling pretas hunger and thirst with your right hand in supreme giving. Perfectly adorned with a golden lotus in your left hand, shining with red, yellow garlands, a scented hair. Beautiful one with face like a full moon, having supremely good and encompassing lotus eyes. Fragrant and white like a conch, wearing clusters of flawless glittering pearls, adorned by beautiful beams like the red of dawn, with hands arranged like a lotus lake. Having young hands, the colour of autumn cloud, with bold shoulders adorned with many jaws, and soft young palms like exquisite leaves, with left breast covered by a dear skin. Beautified by ornaments, earrings and bracelets, standing on a supreme stainless lotus, whose adamant surface is smooth like lotus petals, having finest golden belt adorned with jewels, wearing shamtaba divine cloth around your head, having Bodhi's supreme knowledge gone beyond the great ocean, who received the supreme state by having continuously collected past merit, source of continuous joy, dispeller of aging and disease, liberator from the three emanating forms through space, supreme among embodied beings, a victor in battle against Mara's force, whose feet are attracted with the sound of golden anklets, secluded by Brahma's four abodes, moving with a swan's gait and like a great proud elephant, collector of full perfect merit, seeking to give the doctrine, liberator from the ocean of milk and the ocean of water. Whoever man or woman awakes and done with respect erects the mind and resig by reciting this supreme clearly and purely, all their worldly and transcendental wishes in this life nor future wishes will be fulfilled. So after 21 times with prostrations, now we kneel down on our right knee and really from our hearts making this request to Guru Chenrezig. Oh, Arya, compassionate heart one, who is the treasure of compassion, I request you, please listen to me. Please guide myself, mothers and fathers, in all six realms to be free quickly. From the great ocean of samsara, I request that the vast and profound pillars away cunning mind may grow with a tear of your great compassion. Please cleanse all karmas and illusions. Please lead with your hand of compassion me and my creators to fields of bliss. Please Amitabha, and praise thee in all my life's be virtuous friends. Show well the undeceptive pure path, and quickly place us in Buddha's state. And then the request again in Tibetan. It's a very blessed tune, Pakpachen Rizi. Pakpachen Rizi Wantokche Tekodang Che Padak Lagong Su So Da da hang pak ma re tro hok sam chen nam nya do hok ko we so re tro tu so sap chi hing ga che La me chang chup sem Nya du ho kyu la Ke wa tse du so Tok me ne sak Le dang nyun mong nam To che hai cha ki nyo du tak se me To che hai cha kyang da dang dro anam De wa chen gi Shing du trang du so Ho pak me tang Chen re zi huang gi Tse ra ha kun tu Ke wei she tse ne Mano lan sang lek pa ten ne kem Nya du ho sang ge sa la shak du so. So now we offer the tormas. So this would just be in the last session of the day, or if you're only doing one session. Om Pema Takrit Hom Pe Om Sobhava Shura Savadama Sobhava Shura Hom. The Tom offerings become just empty. From within emptiness, Brahm becomes a vast and extensive precious vessel, inside of which all melts and becomes a great ocean of uncontaminated salted wisdom nectar. Om Ahom, Om Ahom, Om Ahom. So offering the Torma to the great compassionate one and his retinue. Om Aralokeshvara Sapari Rare Idam Belim Tekaka Kai Kai. Om Aralokeshvara Sapari Rare Idam Belim Tekaka Kai Kai. Om Aralokeshvara Sapari Rare Idam Belim Tekaka Kai Kai. I'm presenting the outer offerings. Maria Lokeshvara Sapari Vare Agam Pajam Pupe Tupe Aloke Kende Nyure Shapta Pratisam Soha. Your thousand arms are a thousand wheel turning kings. Your thousand eyes are the excellent Indians, thousand Buddhas. I prostrate and offer praise to the Venerable Avalokiteshvara, who shows whatever is needed to subdue those to be subdued. And then praises to the Dharma protectors. So, we'll do Nagarjuna's praise to four-faced Markala. Om great Bodhisattva who annihilate inaccountable form of evil beings and who destroys the three-storied city. O fearful one, this praise is offered you. With great energy and admiration, you who are liberated from this world and said to have been a Brahmin before, have attained the supreme of all cities and have reached the state of transcendent bliss. Your holy body is as quick as thought and renowned throughout all the universe. Liberator of all worldly beings, in battle you are always the victor. Yamas and Mamo directly praise you. You wear a blue silk and upper garment. Your manifest body is at one time most beautiful, yet still it horrifies. Wherever you look, your eye terrifies and brings all beings to humility. Your eye bestows the highest of cities. You lead countless beings to wisdom bliss. O compassionate and courageous Lord, I constantly offer praises to And then the praise to Paldun Lama requesting the four activities. Jo, the four types of action are mind itself. They do not exist apart from mind. Ultimately, no distinctions, and neither do color nor form exist. The four actions are miraculously shown as illusions by the glorious goddess of peace in accordance with our need. Principal lady amidst an assembly of pacifiers, distinguished by a very brilliant white body. You have pacified, will pacify, and are in a pacifying mood. I prostrate to her who always pacifies. Please pacify my illnesses, evil spirits, and interferences. The four types of action are mind itself. They do not exist apart from mind, and mind does not exist. Ultimately, there are no distinctions, and neither do color nor form exist. The four actions are miraculously shown as mere illusions by the glorious goddess of increase in accordance with our needs. Principal lady, miss an assembly of increases, distinguished by a very magnificent yellow body. You have increased, will increase, and are an increasing mood. I prostrate to her who always increases. Please lengthen my lifespan, increase my merits. The four types of action are mind itself. They do not exist apart from mind, and mind does not exist. Ultimately, there are no distinctions, and neither do color nor form exist. The form actions are actually shown as mere illusions by the glorious goddess of conquest in accordance with our needs. Principal lady amidst an assembly of conquerors, distinguished by a very sensual red body. You have conquered, will conquer, and are in a conquering mood. I prostrate to her who always conquers. Please conquer, O beings of the three realms. The four types of actions are mind itself. They do not exist apart from mind, and mind does not exist. Ultimately, there are no distinctions, and neither do color nor form exist. The four actions are miraculously shown as mere illusions by the glorious goddess of wrath in accordance with our needs. Principal lady amidst an assembly of terrifiers, distinguished by a very fierce black body. You have terrified, will terrify, and are in a terrifying mood. I prostrate to her who always terrifies. Please, with your wrath, eliminate my sicknesses, evil spirits, enemies, and misfortunes. Joe, although you appear with such varied characteristics, your nature has no concrete existence. Yet you benefit transmigrators with your four actions by thoroughly praising you with full attention. I also spontaneously achieve the state of four actions, and like you strive to benefit migrating being. So you can also offer the other prayers to the protectors, and then we're going to go on to the Torma offering to the Dharma protectors and the Dakas and Dakinis. So offering the Torma to the Dakas, Dakinis, Dharma protectors by reciting the following three times. Omakara mukham savadamanam ajanupanatata aham pesoha. Omakara mukham savadamana ajanupanatata aham pesoha. Omakara mukham savadamanam ajanupanatata aham pesoha. Om Dakini Shri Dhammapala Sapariwari Agam Padam Pupe Dupe Aloke Kende Nude Shabda Pratisam Soha. Dakas and Dakinis and guardians of the Dharma who protect the wise sighs, please accept this Torma offering to the five sense pleasures and help the teachings to flourish my greatest of happiness and the goals of myself and others to be filled as we wish. Torma offering to the local deities. Nama Sawatatagata Avalokiteyam Sambara Sambara Hom. Nama Sawatatagata Avalokiteyam Sambara Sambara Hom. Nama Sawatatagata Avalokiteyam Sambara Sambara Hom. I prostrate the Tathagata many jewels. I prostrate the Tathagata holy beautiful form. I prostrate the Tathagata very gentle body. I prostrate the Tathagata free of all fear. Owner of the place and others, you eight groups of mighty ones, please accept this Torma offering and endow with the five sense pleasures and help the teachings to flourish, all bad conditions to be pacified, and the Dharma goals of myself and others to be filled as we wish. And then we offer an ablution, the bath offering. So now we actually offer an ablution to the reflection of the deities appearing in a mirror. And as the significance of the meditation, imagine the emanated offering goddesses holding vases of nectar, offer baths to the principal deity of the front generation, Arya Avalokiteshvara, and the surrounding gurus, meditational deities, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, heroes, Dakas and Dakinis, Dharma protectors and guardians, thereby purifying all imperfections such as defilements, impurities and so forth. The bathhouse has an extremely sweet fragrance, a crystal floor and beautiful sparkling jewel pillars. The roof is covered by a canopy, decorated with shining pearls. Just as the gods offered up a path at the time of the Buddha's birth, so too do I offer up a path with the pure water of the gods by offering ablution to the protector Avalokiteshvara. The lamps are migrated with a stream of fragrant nectar. May all stains of the two obscurations of my craters be cleansed, and may there be the good fortune to acquire the stainless three bodies. Om Sarvatata Gata Avalokiteshvara Sapari Rara Abhishekata Samaya Shri Aum. And then carrying on. To the Tathagatas and their sons, with many jewel vases exquisitely filled with pleasing perfume and accompanied by a variety of excellent songs and music, I offer this bath. Om Sarvatata Gata Avalokiteshvara Sapari Rara Abhishekata Samaya Shri Aum. I dry your holy bodies with incomparable clean, fragrantly scented cloth. Om Hum Tram Riha. Om Sarvatata Gata Avalokiteshvara Sapari Rara Kaya Vishetanai Soha. Offering beautiful divine garments. In order to purify my mind, I offer an exquisite precious garment, multicolored like Indra's variegated bow, which when touched becomes the cause of bliss. May I be adorned with a holy garment of patience. Om Vajravastraya Aum Soha. Because the victorious ones are adorned by the natural ornaments of the marks and signs, they do not need any other kind of ornament, but by offering the supreme jewel ornament, may all my great beings Achieve the holy body adorned with the marks and signs. Om Vajra Halankara Vasha Pashani Aham Zoha. Offering the vase. By offering this auspicious vase, beautified by jewels and filled with various essences, may all the stains and current delusions be purified. May we be imbued with moisture, bodhicitta, om vajra kalasha ahum. So now pour the water from the bath offering back into the action vase. And again, like we did before, pour just a drop of water out from the action vase. And visualize that goes to all the beings of the six realms, and all their negative karma and suffering is completely purified. And then the request. Out of your loving compassion of myself, my great beings, O Bhagavan, please remain through the force of your miraculous manifestations for as long as we continue to make offering. Dedication. Due to these virtuous actions of mine, may I quickly become a Buddha in this world. May I give Dharma teachings in order to benefit my greatest. And may I quickly free sentient beings tormented by many sufferings. In all my rebirths, may I belong to a good family, be clear in mind, free of pride. Have great compassion, respect for my gurus, and abide in the pledges of Avalokiteshvara. O Avalokiteshvara, whatever your body, your retinue, lifespan, realm, and so forth, whatever your supreme and excellent name, may I and others become only like that. By the force of the praise and request made to you, may all diseases, evil spirits, poverty and quarrels be calmed, and may the Dharma and good fortune increase in the region in which I others dwell. May the precious mind of Supreme Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which arisen not diminish but increase more and more. Om Pemasapha Samaya Manupalaya Pemasapha Deno Patita Dino Mebawa Sutakayo Meba Supakayo Mebawa Anarakto Mebawa Sava Siddhi Meprayatsa Sava Kama Chitam Chitam Shriam Guru Maho Bhagavan Sava Chataka Mama Misa Pema Bhavama Samaya Sapha Om Tamasapha Samaya Manupalaya Tamasapha Deno Patita Dito Mebhava Sutakayo Mebhava Supakayo Mebhava Anarakto Mebhava Sava Siddhi Meprayatsa Sava Kama Sutam Chittam Shriyam Guru Mahaho Bhagavan Sava Tatakat Mama Misa Pamabha Samaya Sapha Om Pemasapha Samaya Manipalaya Pemasapha Deno Patita Dito Meba Sutakayo Mebava Supakayo Meba Anarakto Mebava Sava Siddhi Meprayata Sava Kama Chitam Chitam Shiam Guru Mahaho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Pema Mame Misa Pema Pama Samaya Sapha Requesting forgiveness. Oh, greatly compassionate Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. Since we are beginners and under the influence of drowsiness and excitement, our concentration has not been clear. Our mantras have been incorrect. We have made additions and omissions in the ritual, have been scarcely clean, and so on. I request you, greatly compassionate Aryas, to forgive us. Please do not allow these to obscure us. And then the inner ablution, taking the vase nectar. So pour a small amount of water from the victory vase into the action vase. And now if there's others, or just for yourself, distribute a small amount of the blessed water. I'm reciting Om Mani Padme Hum. mani pemi hom, o mani pemi hom, o mani pemi hom, o mani pemi hom. The principle of great compassion, one eyes retinue, you come to the space in front. White nectar flows from the parts of their holy bodies, washing all the outside, inside, and middle of one's body, purifying all the diseases, evil spirits, negativities, and obscurations of one's three doors, along with their imprints, without anything remaining. Now wash yourself three times with this mixture and drink a little bit. Think the first washing purifies the afflictive obstructions. The second purifies the obstructions to omniscience. And with the third, the state of Dharmakaya is realized. This is on the actual fasting day. You don't drink the water, but wash three times as above and perform the visualizations of purifying the two obstructions and so forth. And then arising as the commitment being. So meditating on the divine pride of oneself as the Samaya being, the great compassionate one, either with all faces and arms or with one face and two arms, having dissolved the remaining face and arms into the root face and arms. So the dedication. Gawadinyaduta Tokche Chenpo Drokyone Drowache Kyang Malupa Tehi sa gopasho. So now if you're in the last session, go to the prayer of abiding in the retreat, and we'll go to the long life prayers. Kangri ro e ko e shing kham de pendang de wa ma lu chung we ne chen re zi wang ten zen ga tso e sha pe zi te pa tu ten gyo her che tong ni ning je Song do chok pelam cha cha sa se gang chen den dro kan chak na pe mo ten sen gyat so la So deep, so the object of refuge, myself, and of all transmigratory beings in all our lifetimes is the embodiment of the three rare sublime ones, the all-encompassing three refuges in one, the Guru, the wish-granting jewel, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, the Master Padmasambhava, the Dharma King Sonsen Gampo and Trisung Detsen, the Abbot Shankaracharya, and the numberless holy beings who preserved and spread the holy Buddha Dharma in Tibet, and the Tibetan people who practiced and served Buddhism so faithfully for 1,000 years, as well as those who, along with many others, died sacrificing their lives for Tibet and His Holiness. May all their positive wishes be fulfilled immediately. Due to their limitless kindness, the sun of Tibetan Buddhism has now risen in the west, which is a dark land. But now that I have met with the Dharma, I have received the perfect human body, enabling me to lead a meaningful life. Our refuge and saviour, the Supreme One, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and the Tibetan people have been so kind to us. Remembering this, we make the following dedicating prayers. May all His Holiness the Dalai Lama's wishes be successful immediately. May the snow land of Tibet achieve pure freedom and develop the Buddha Dharma even more than before in Tibet. And may all Mother Mind Transmigrate beings achieve enlightenment quickly. In short, may the good fruit of any extensive prayer to fully protect the land of snows made by the powerful Saviour Chenrezig in the presence of the Buddhas and their sons appear soon, here and now. May the nectar stream of the blessings of the lotus holder always enter our hearts and nourish them with strength. May we please you with offerings of dedicated practice, and may we reach beyond the shores of perfect, compassionate deeds. And then a long life prayer for Lama Tsogpho Rinpoche. Ta sho chang shen chang gun kya we ten zin kyong pa we kun so ro po se cha sum ko we leg mun tu tru pa da so du je Gandhu Shaten Shok. So now, of course, carry on with your own dedications. And particularly for the world right now. And then in between sessions, remembering as much as possible to have this clear appearance and divine pride as Chenrezig. And of course, the main thing is to see if you can try to keep compassion in your heart and the view, seeing that everything doesn't exist the way it appears to us, doesn't exist inherently. So in between the sessions, you can always also practice seeing things like a dream, like an illusion, like a hallucination, a magician's trick. Okay, and then we see each other next time. All right. Thank you. Be safe and well, and sending you all lots of love.